I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. There seemed to be only one story in Washington today, the fallout from President Trump's sharing of classified information with Russia's foreign minister and ambassador. The White House is defending the president's actions as wholly appropriate, but the controversy continues to raise serious national security questions, and we'll be hearing more about that in just a few minutes. First, we turn to an event that at any other time, under any other president perhaps, might be today's top story. President Trump's meeting at the White House with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Trump welcomed Erdogan as a partner and ally.
We support Turkey in the first fight against terror and terror groups like ISIS and the PKK and ensure they have no safe quarter, the terror groups.
Karim Fahim is the Istanbul bureau chief for The Washington Post. Karim, I think all of our listeners have heard of ISIS, but remind us who the PKK are and what do they want?
So the PKK, which is short for the Kurdistan Workers' Party, is a separatist group fighting for an independent Kurdish region in Turkey. It's also a transnational group. There are branches of the PKK in Iraq and elsewhere, and they've been fighting a decades-long insurgency against the Turkish state. And so the Turkish government considers this their principal enemy.
And of course, the Kurds are quite different to Turks. They have their own language and culture. But I know there's a problem in terms of how the U.S. and Turkey views the Kurds. In Syria, aren't the Kurds seen as America's friends?
Well, both the U.S. and Turkey consider the PKK to be a terrorist group. The U.S. has partnered with Syrian Kurdish fighters under a different banner, the banner of the YPG, or the People's Protection Units, to fight against the Islamic State. Now, Turkey regards that Syrian Kurdish group as an arm of their own PKK. So that's the disconnect. The U.S. has, you know, perhaps reasonably been looking for the most effective partners it can find on the ground to defeat the Islamic State. And, you know, as it has done this and strengthened this Kurdish group, that has raised fears in Turkey that that group will eventually turn its weapons and its battlefield experience against Turkey. So that's a principal disagreement between the two countries.
So in practical terms, the Turks think the U.S. is now supporting a terrorist group by arming the YPG, which they think are allies of their own internal enemy, the PKK. It's all very confusing. But did you see any evidence of the tension around that issue being addressed today between President Erdogan and President Trump?
No, in fact, the opposite. I mean, they had a very, I guess I would call it a chummy press conference. They both complimented each other. They talked about the strength of the relationship, its importance, and all the sort of potential for expanding the relationship. President Erdogan did talk about the Kurdish groups and how it would be unacceptable for Turkey, for countries to partner with those Kurdish groups. But, you know, we were expecting quite a lot of tension in advance of Erdogan's trip to the U.S. The arming of the Kurds in Syria is not the only troublesome issue between the U.S. and Turkey. There's also the matter of a Turkish cleric who lives in exile in the United States. Turkey is very anxious for the U.S. to extradite him back to Turkey. And that has also been a very difficult issue.
And that's, of course, Fethullah Gulen. He lives in Pennsylvania, and Turkey considers him the person behind the attempted coup last summer.
Yes, exactly.
Remind us how Erdogan responded to that failed military coup last summer.
Well, what followed the failed coup last July has been, you know, really a wide-ranging purge of Turkey's state institutions. Nearly 200,000 people have been either dismissed from their positions or arrested, many of them accused either directly of playing some part in the coup, but there has been criticism of the government for expanding the crackdown beyond actual sort of perceived enemies of the state to, you know, everyday sort of dissidents. Journalists have been put in prison, academics have lost their jobs. So there's been this sort of tremendous churn in Turkey.
That was Karim Fahim, Istanbul bureau chief for The Washington Post.